Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said no matter how bad the situation, you can lose your temper and make it worse. Once again, we appreciate your listening to Bible Meditations. It's a privilege to be able to come your way with our Bible Meditations program, and we do hope that good comes from our being together in our study of the Word of God. All right, let's get back to our study. This week, we were looking at the book of John, chapter 9, as we read the account of a man who had been blind from the time of his birth. However, in his communication with the Lord performs a miracle and heals the man so that he receives his sight once more. Others began questioning what had happened, and they wanted to know from him, "Who is this man that brought about your healing, that you're able to see?" Well, he explained that the man that he's talking about is not just an average man, because he explains in verse 31, "We know that God doesn't hear sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of him and doeth his will, him he heareth." And so he concluded this man must be from God, because God heard what he had to say. Then the Lord, in speaking with this man, asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" And of course, the question is a very pointed question. Do you have faith? Do you believe in the Son of God? Now remember, he has been healed, but then he begins to realize that he needs to know something more before he is through with this situation. He said, "Who is he, that I might believe on him?" The Lord explained to him that the one who'd healed him, that he himself was the Son of God. And so, in verse 38, the man said, "I believe," and he worshiped him. I believe very clearly that the Bible teaches that our faith in the Lord is an active faith. It is a faith that does something about what we believe. The man could have said, "Oh yes, I believe in the Lord, but I'm not going to do anything." As a result of believing in the Lord, he worshiped him. And the evidence of his return to the Lord and his acceptance of the Lord is seen by the action of his life. Friends, wouldn't that be true today? When a person today says, "I believe in the Lord with all of my heart," wouldn't you be able to see in his conduct, his commitment to the Lord, that he really believes? In Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, Jesus asked the question, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" And that's certainly a good question. Why would a person say, "Lord, Lord," and not do what the Lord commands? The Bible is filled with passages that teach us the necessity of our obedience to the will of God. Look at a verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, start about verse 7. In verse 7 he says, "And to you which are troubled, rest with us." Now he's describing the return of the Lord. And he says, if you are troubled or afflicted, you're going to receive the reward of rest. Rest will be given to those who are troubled. But then he goes ahead to say that the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Now look at the next statement. And obey not the gospel. Is obedience necessary? Very clearly it's necessary. And a person who would argue you don't have to obey the Lord is certainly trying to prove something that the Bible affirms repeatedly. It's not just a one-time saying you ought to obey the Lord. It is a repeated exhortation to those of us who want to please God. So obedience is required. Obedience is the evidence that we really love the Lord. Now, James used that in the second chapter of the book of James, and he explains if a person is hungry, if a person is thirsty, he is in need of things that are necessary for life, and you say to him, be warmed and filled, James says the question is, what did that profit? Has there been any good come from telling a person who's needy, I hope you don't have any problem in filling your needs? We simply need to be doing something about it. And so James says that faith without works is dead. We can't be justified before God by dead faith. What kind of faith would take a man to heaven, dead faith or living faith? To ask that question is to answer it. Obviously, people are not saved by dead faith. What is dead faith? That's faith that doesn't do what the Lord instructs. What is living faith? That's a faith that does what the Lord commands. So when the Lord asks the question, do you believe on the Son of God? And the man said, I don't even know who he is. You'll have to tell me about him. Then when he finally finds out who it is, that is the Son of God, he says that he worshiped him. The evidence then is seen in his life. My friends, if the Lord is indeed the Son of God, he has every right to tell us what to do in regard to our salvation. I look at a passage in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1 and verse 1, when the record says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners has spoken in unto the fathers by the prophets, now has spoken unto us by his Son. God speaks by Jesus. So, by the words of Jesus, I know what the will of God is. Well, the question might come up, is Jesus still here? Is he still speaking to us? Friends, he speaks to us through our study of the Word. His words are recorded in the Bible, and he still tells us what to do when we consult the Bible and the things that are recorded in it. So when a person says, well, I want to know what the Lord tells me to do, he just simply goes to the Bible. I have people frequently tell me that the Lord spoke to them. Sometimes they're talking about a job change. Sometimes they're talking about a major decision they have to make in regard to their marriage or various things of that nature. And they say, well, God spoke to me. They may be talking about the conversion of another person and say, God told me to do this. Well, friends, the only way God speaks to men today is by his word. And the Son of God is authorized to speak for God. So when I read the Bible, I know what God wants me to know. Do you remember Jesus saying this? He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Do you know that the Bible is going to be there when the day of judgment comes? You and I will stand before the Lord and account for the way we have treated his words. If the question comes up, do you believe in the Son of God? The question ought to be answered saying, yes, I believe, and here's the reason that you can tell I believe, because of what I've done. I've submitted to the will of God. So, God's spokesman, Hebrews 1 and verse 1, is Jesus Christ. So, if the Lord speaks to me, he speaks to me through his words, which are recorded in the Bible. Don't expect God to say something to you today that he has not already said in the Word of God. People are looking for a later revelation. You don't need a later revelation. What you need is obedience to what is already revealed. We appreciate being with you today and remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.